1 Corinthians chapter 11. Be followers of me, as I also am of Christ. Now I praise you, brothers, that you remember me in all things, and keep the ordinances as I delivered them to you. But I want you to know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. Every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonors his head. But every woman that prays or prophesies with her head uncovered dishonors her head, for that is the same as if her head were shaved. For if the woman is not covered, let her also be shaved. But if it is a shame for a woman to be shorn or shaven, let her be covered. For a man indeed ought not to cover his head, since he is the image and glory of God, but the woman is the glory of the man. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. Nor was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. For this cause ought the woman to have power on her head because of the angels. But neither is the man without the woman, neither the woman without the man in the Lord. For as the woman is of the man, even so is the man also by the woman. But all things are of God. Judge in yourselves. Does it look right for a woman to pray to God uncovered? Doesn't even nature itself teach you that if a man has long hair, it is a shame to him? But if a woman has long hair, it is a glory to her, for her hair has been given to her for a covering. But if any man seems to be contentious, we have no such custom, nor the churches of God. Now in this that I declare to you, I don't praise you, that you come together not for the better, but for the worse. For first of all, when you come together in the church, I hear that there are divisions among you, and I partly believe it. For there must also be false teachings among you, so that those who are proved will be revealed among you. When you come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. For in eating, everyone takes in front of someone else his own supper, and someone is hungry, and another is drunk. What? Don't you have houses to eat and to drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and shame those who are poor? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I don't praise you. For I have received from the Lord that which also I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat, this is my body that is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Similarly also he took the cup when he had eaten and said, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you show the Lord's death until he comes. So whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eats and drinks unworthily eats and drinks damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many have died. For if we judge ourselves, we won't be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, so that we won't be condemned with the world. So, my brothers, when you come together to eat, wait for each other. And if any man is hungry, let him eat at home, so that you don't come together to condemnation. And I will set the rest in order when I come.